The commander-in-chief of Thailand's army has launched a sustained attack on one of the country's most popular political parties, accusing it of inciting the country's youth to head to the streets like they have in Hong Kong. In a rare public speech, the general questioned if the leader of the Progressive Party Future Forward has been colluding with pro-democracy campaigner Joshua Wong. Southeast Asia correspondent Catherine Diss reports from Bangkok.
At Thailand's army headquarters, nationalistic music from an era long gone boomed from the speakers. Din. The Thai song, This Land Is Mine, is probably better known in Western society for its role in the 1960s Paul Newman movie, Exodus. But for this occasion, it was being used to reinforce Thai nationalism and its royal roots. For almost 2 hours, General Apirat Konsompong launched a stunning attack on progressive politicians and academics for questioning the establishment. And without specifically naming him, it was clear who his target was. The general zeroed in on a photo showing Thanattorn Druungwinkit, the leader of Thailand's Progressive Future Forward Party, with Hong Kong's pro-democracy warrior Joshua Wong.
If we are in a new Cold War, Hong Kong is the new Berlin.
Who wants to go to Hong Kong now because of what is happening? But someone went, took a photo and posted on social media. When there was chaos in Hong Kong, there was a visit showing encouragement and support.
The accusation, Thanattorn is colluding with Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement to get Thailand's youth on the streets to drive a progressive anti-monarchy agenda. Greg Raymond is from the Australian National University Strategic Defence Centre.
They are concerned about the youth in Thailand becoming mobilised in the same way that the youth in Hong Kong have become mobilised. They're certainly worried about the youth coming out on the streets in Thailand.
He says the crux of the general's concerns lie with the power of social media and its ability to influence.
There is this view that Thanattorn's election performance was much down to their use of social media, their effective use of social media. Now, with new forms of political influence being exerted, the Thai army chief has kind of leapt on that as a way of attacking some of the progressive groups like Future Forward Party.
Last week, the military filed a sedition case against Thanattorn and others, accusing them of stirring unrest. And while the general's speech has left some scratching their heads, the army's attack on the progressive, charismatic leader is being seen as another step towards a strengthening monarchy. This is Catherine Diss in Bangkok, reporting for Saturday AM.